Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke says about the treatment of cancer. Cancer is such a feared disease, primarily because there is so little treatment for most cancers. Why is this? First, cancer presentation can be so sudden and often occurs in an advanced state before a person even knows they have cancer. Second, cancer occurs in most all organs of the body. Cancer would be much easier to treat if it only occurred in just one organ of the body. For example, if cancer only occurred in the lungs, then medical doctors and scientists could put all of their efforts into curing lung cancer. But as it is, medical science must focus their efforts all over the body. The lungs, colon, bones, liver, kidney, brain and other organs of the body can all have cancers. Not only this, but each organ in the body can have different types of cancers, and each type of cancer in each organ, as a rule, has to be treated differently because they all act differently. Thus, cancer is very difficult to understand and treat. However, in recent decades, several cancers have been cured. This gives us encouragement that in the future, we in medical science can continue to make great advances in the treatment of cancer. Maria was 43 years old and was the mother of a 16-year-old daughter. She worked as an accountant in her large city. She had no medical problems to her knowledge and felt well. She even swam twice a week at a local swimming pool, which helped her to feel fit. One day after swimming and drying off, she felt a small lump in one of her breasts. She had never felt this before. She was concerned and recalled a television program talking about breast cancer in women in Africa. She knew that breast cancer was common in Africa as in the rest of the world. However, she did not know it occurred in her country. The program mentioned that painless breast masses should make one concerned about breast cancer. If a person found this in their breast, they should immediately go and see their doctor. Maria did just this. She went to see the doctor at the local hospital. This doctor re-examined Maria's breasts and did feel the same mass she did. Then he ordered a mammogram, which is a special X-ray for women which can detect breast cancers. She had this done several days later and then returned to see the doctor about the results of the mammogram. Maria was very concerned about whether she did in fact have cancer and asked her husband to come to the doctor with her. Her husband was very anxious as well. When they arrived, the doctor told her that the X-ray or mammogram showed that she may have breast cancer. Her worst fears were realized. However, the doctor also told her that the mammogram was not conclusive of cancer, but only suggestive. Maria would need to have a biopsy of the breast mass and then have the biopsy examined by a doctor who specialized in that type of laboratory work. The doctor told her that some women with X-rays, which looked like cancer, in fact, do not have cancer. The biopsy was scheduled for the next week. The surgery for this biopsy is a very minor surgery. Maria tolerated the surgery without any problem. The biopsy showed that her breast did have cancer. She was devastated from the news. The doctor told her, however, that the breast cancer appeared confined just to the breast and had not spread. The doctor told Maria she needed to have a larger surgery to remove her breast and the cancer in the breast so that cancer would not spread anymore. She agreed to this and then had the surgery the following week. Maria met many other women who had breast cancer in the clinic. Some were not as fortunate as she was and would need to have either radiation or chemotherapy in addition to the surgery. Some of the women had gotten quite sick from the radiation and chemotherapy. Many people have cancer, and with it, some have a sense of hopelessness. How can they have hope and purpose in life in the midst of both physical and emotional suffering? There was a book written in the Bible around 70 AD called Peter and written to some people who were suffering. In this book, the author, Peter, talks about how we can have hope. He writes this: "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." 1 Peter 1, 3 to 4 and 6. We have a living hope because of what Jesus Christ did for us when He died on the cross and then later rose from the dead. We have a new birth that can never perish, spoil, or fade. We can rejoice because Jesus Christ has given us such great hope. Though we may only for a little while have to suffer some trials, isn't this like Maria? She is suffering with her cancer and the emotional and physical trauma she will have to go through. We all want to have hope in the midst of suffering. How can we have this hope? How can we come to know this type of hope so that even in the midst of suffering, we can have hope? We have this hope by believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Some may say, "I really do not believe in either Jesus Christ or that He died for me." Or they may not even care about either fact, that is, that He lived and that He also died for our sins. The Bible comments on this as well. Before we talk more about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and the hope it gives those people with cancer, let us go back and talk about the treatment of cancer. People like Maria have a lot of questions about their treatment. The first and most important aspect of cancer is that a correct and accurate diagnosis be made. Many people think they have cancer, but when tests are done, they find out that they do not. Their fears are unfounded. Some people do have cancer, but the biopsy of the tissue shows that the cancer is not as advanced, or the type of cancer they have is not as aggressive as they first thought. Many people think, "I have cancer and therefore I will die very soon." Certainly that happens to some patients. But to many, this does not happen. Thus, the first step in treating cancer is to get a good and accurate diagnosis of the cancer. Second is to have the diagnostic procedure which allows for that diagnosis. That often is a very simple and minor operation, which is done under local anesthesia and not general anesthesia. Third is deciding if a major operation is needed. All cancers after a diagnosis is made do not require an operation. Take, for example, leukemia. Once this diagnosis is made, no operation is needed. However, once the diagnosis of colon or large intestine cancer is made, often a larger operation is needed to remove the diseased colon and also to see how advanced the disease is in the colon. This is a very important part of cancer treatment, to see the extent of the spread of the cancer. So a surgeon who has a lot of experience should be doing this type of surgery. Once the major part of the cancer is removed, if needed by surgery, and the doctor sees the extent of how far the cancer has spread, other special X-rays may be needed. What are these and what are they for? These are to look in other parts of the body to see if the cancer has spread to them. For example, The lungs, liver, bones, and head often have cancer, which have spread to them. These special X-rays are called CT scans or CAT scans and MRI scans. These special X-rays are available in most cities, but are relatively expensive. Why is it important to know the extent of the cancer in the body? It allows the doctor to determine other treatment which is needed for radiation therapy and chemotherapy. Let's talk about this now. Many, and in fact most, patients do not like radiation and chemotherapy because after they have it, they do not feel well. The drugs for chemotherapy can be very powerful drugs and can have a lot of side effects. However, over the years, doctors have learned how to lessen the side effects of these medicines, as well as make them safer with fewer side effects. Further, new medications are always being developed. Some tumors can now be cured with chemotherapy and/or radiation therapy alone. Most people who have to take chemotherapy take it several times a week for several months, maybe 2 to 6 months, but generally not longer. After that time, the doctor may repeat some of the blood tests or the X-rays to see if the cancer is totally gone. It is also generally at the beginning of the treatment period when a doctor would order radiation therapy. The radiation treatment, though different from chemotherapy, generally lasts the same length of time, that is, 2 to 6 months, and often much shorter. Both the chemotherapy and radiation can cause patients to have hair fallout, skin peel off, cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and make a person feel tired and other symptoms. However, there are medicines which can be given to overcome these side effects. Are all people cured of their cancers? No. Many die quickly or many after many years of suffering from the challenges and difficulties of cancer. But this is where the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead gives hope. The Bible, in a book written to the people of Rome around 63 AD, says the following. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, not any powers, neither height or depth, nor any else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:37-39. What a great statement of hope. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is a great comfort. However, you may ask how you can come to know Jesus Christ so that you can have eternal life. The Bible says the following. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, even with cancer, and that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and later was resurrected from the dead, we will be saved. What a great promise for both cancer patients and even the people without cancer.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org. or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.